Hello there, and welcome to what's going to be a special Christmas show with myself, Rory Raccoon. I've got Turbo here, also is in the house.
Hello.
Yes, that is indeed Turbo. It's kind of like a hijack of Turbo Drive Live, which is supposed to be starting around now. And actually, the show technically started about 10 minutes ago, but I forgot to put the encoders on. So we were here sitting, saying, "Oh, we've got a couple of minutes till the music finishes," and you guys aren't even fucking hearing it. So, oh, great for technical starts there. Anyway. Basically, this Christmas show is just going to be talking, well, shit, really. We're going to talk about TSS stuff that's been happening about for Christmas since the last fuck whatever it is, 2.0 show. Clusterfuck.
Clusterfuck 2.5 now.
Yeah, this is like a mini clusterfuck because there's only two of us. But that could change because if we run out of things to speak about, you could very well get one of you listeners on the show. Yes, indeed. So, if you're interested on being on the show, you can send me an email to rory@gmail.com. That's rory@gmail.com. If you're in the IRC chat room, I'll be giving you my email address now, just so you stupid morons actually know what it is. And if you want to be in the show at some point, you can send me an email asking. I will see about getting you on there. But yes, until then it's just going to be us two talking utter shit. And if you have any song requests at any point, you can let me know in the IRC chat room, or you can send me an email, whatever you want to do, and we can try and play your requests throughout the show. And anything else you want to email about, you're free to do that. So, might as well get on with the show then, I suppose. So yes, Mr. Trouble. Distracted by an email there, sorry. Anyway, we're going to talk about the shit that we've been going on at TSS since we last spoke. But we're not going to bother going through the list. It's a bit tedious, isn't it? But I mean, what's the most notable thing that's happened, do you think? What have you noticed the most out of all this shit that's been happening?
Pretty much the calendar itself. It's got all your favorite Sonic characters in it. It's amazing.
Actually, yeah, you know that retard, that one on SSMB, who seemingly he joined right near the Christmas stuff, and he was previously called Cat Ang or some shit, and he's recently changed his name to whatever the fuck. He was sending me PMs saying, after Christmas, are you going to put all of those different pictures into one big file and put them on the internet so people can have them? I was like, I don't know. Can I put them all together in my signature? I went, no, that's going to break the signature rules. Can you put 25 fuck off pictures in your sig? No.
Well, you know,
this is almost as big as the fucking.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There you go. I mean, that's what happens when you're asking stupid questions. Rory just goes mental. It's simple as that. That's why you people need to understand. We have boundaries. Yeah.
It's stupid. I mean, they put all them pictures together, they're almost as big as the big calendar picture on the splash page, right?
Pretty
can
much.
You have that in your SIG? No, you can't. So why are you fucking asking?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I wouldn't mind, yeah.
You thick bastard.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't mind actually having the Metal Sonic one. I don't know what day that was. It was what was it? The 20th, was it? Yeah, door 20. I wouldn't mind having that. Somewhere, you know, it's as my avatar. Yeah, it looks cool, but not every single picture there. I mean, come on. I mean, if you want to use the picture, just find it in your blooming cookies, for crying out loud. You can find it easily. It just takes an image of that and just rip it on there and just pop it on somewhere, just upload it or something like that. But no, that's just crazy.
If you're saying cookies to these people, they'll go straight to a fucking jar in the kitchen. You know what I mean? I mean, somebody's put a suggestion, Mr. or Mrs. Skyclaw said, if you resize them, Rory. I said, well, what makes you think that these people who are that stupid have the capacity to resize images? You know, what gives you that impression? They probably don't even know what the fuck they're doing. They probably don't even know what a file extension is. But yeah. Anyway, it just that's one of the main things which is you could say it's put a damper on the proceedings, people being utterly stupid. But I think it's been a kind of highlight for me, because with us lot, the staff actually doing this Christmas stuff, there's nothing really being done for us, if you know what I mean. So seeing people being thick has been kind of my side of the entertainment, because I haven't really been able to get anything out of all the updates themselves. But yes, that reminds me, during the proceedings of the show, if I'm sniffing a lot, like that Monty Python sketch, stop sniffing, like that, it's, and if I'm coughing and I laugh like I'm a dead man, it's because I'm ill, and I have been for about 4 days, so sorry about that.
Yeah, Rory is down with sickness, so just like I was last week, so it's going around. That's all it is. Yeah, going around.
Dred's had the flu lately, I've heard. Dreadnought's had the flu lately. I don't know whether he's still got it. But
well, he had I remember during. Obviously, a lot of people would have known this because it was on Sarge City Metrosports, but there was a video of him having a sore throat. I don't know if that was classifying having the illness, but, you know. I don't know if he is. I think it was either him or Rory. You know, it was
probably both.
Probably both. Yeah, yeah. They share a lot. The brothers.
They share a bedroom.
Brilliant.
No, literally, they do. They share a bedroom.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Not in the.
well, not literally. I haven't actually gone all the way down to, you know, London to.
Seabird has. He's probably slept in it as well. Three men in a bed, one rolls over. No. anyway. So. And the other fell out, fuck a duck. Anyway, what we're going to do is. We haven't had any emails so far because you people are lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Lazy.
Remember, if you want to send us an email, Rory's got his email address, which is rory@gmail.com, and mine is very simple as well. It's just turbo@tfmx.co.uk. It's very simple. So just gives one of us a holler. Also, we're in the IEC chat room as well, so if you want to give us a hello, I'm Lizzie Lohan. But no, you know, if you want to give us a little holler in there, go ahead. We've got a bunch of people in there already, don't we? So let's just say who's there. We've got Joshua, Chris, Ellison K, Rory, of course.
Alita Seru.
Thank you very much, because I wasn't trying to pronounce that. Falk, Forever Sonic, Hish Dog, Doggy Dog.
Hoanui.
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 JQ, JJ Forever, Jomi. Who the hell's Jomi?
I think that's Omen who's just jumped off.
Right. Oh, well then. Miles Prowry 1. It's obviously Miles Prower. But anyway. Rego, Ritz, Double R, Cybag Guy, Squirrel, Sky Claws, which is Sky Shark, of course. Stray, Strong Bad, the Blue Dude, who's currently the Holy Holy Blue Dude. Oh, dear God. And Tales of the Legend, and Turbo, which is myself. Yep, so that's cool. And, yeah. Cool. So if you're there...
Not that many.
Yeah, not that many. Usually it's bigger. I don't know. I don't know. It's just crazy tonight, because everyone's just lazing around. Oh, I know. They're all sleeping right now, so they can actually listen to the good show that's going to be on tomorrow. That's probably...
Yeah, or out getting pissed.
Right. Or that, or the game pissed. Yeah, right. Depending if they're
Mr.
kids...
Mr. T-Bird is out on the pisser, isn't he?
He's at a party. Yeah, I know that.
He's on the rag, that's what he is. But anyway, we'll cut to a song for now. And when we come back, we can start doing whatever again, I suppose. And of course, if anybody wants to be a guest on the show, you can send an email or ask me or ask Turbo in the Sonic Stadium chat room or via private message or whatever gay. Just don't do it on SSMB because I ain't checking that. Anyway, music track time. And, God... What to play? Something crap. I'll put something crap on. I hope you enjoy.
emotions calm by the fire. Everybody's singing, all the bells are ringing out, and it's Christmas all over again. Yeah, again. Long distance relatives haven't seen them. Kids come get down. And Christmas is a rocking time. Put your body next to mine. Underneath the mistletoe, we go. We go. Start to rock. Christmas is a rocking time. Put your body next to mine. Underneath the mistletoe, we go. We go. Merry Christmas time. Come and find you. Happy and nearby. Your fire. I hope you have a good one. I hope Mama gets the shopping done, and it's a Christmas all over again. Oh, baby, it's Christmas.
A whale of a corpse with a long white beard was dangling over the the fire. Santa, he's a big fat fuck. Without my chimney, got his fat ass stuck. Oh, honey, call the lawyers fast. Mrs. Claus is gonna sue my ass. Okay, Grandpa, step up. Sing in this thing right here. Tell him what you saw. Tell him what you saw, Grandpa.
I gotta tell you, folks, he wasn't wearing no clothes. He must have rubbed a whole gallon of Crisco from his back down to his toes. But I was talking to the cops outside. The dog was licking Crisco off of his thighs. They hauled him away in a double wide. What a sad, sad way to die.
Disney.
All right, guys. Strong Bad wants me to play that shitty Sonic Stadium Christmas track. So that's on after this. Enjoy or die, whichever.
Yes.
Christmas, Christmas time is near.
Time for toys!
And time for cheer.
We were being good, but we come last.
Hurry Christmas, hurry fast.
Wanna clean that loops the loop.
Me, I want a hula hoop.
Christmas, Christmas time is near.
Joy and rest, my sins is fair.
Will we get our praises o'er?
Just a lump of coal on floor.
But there's still so much time to go.
The damn month's going way too slow.
We can hardly stand the wait.
It's Christmas,
don't be late. Christmas time is near.
We know we've been good this year.
But will it ever be enough
to get the goods? It's gotta be rough.
Simple to help the
cause. One thing will capture Santa Claus.
We can hardly stand the wait. This Christmas, don't be late.
You incompetent fools! I was going to send you a Christmas card, but now you get nothing.
The world can have a real Christmas.
Thank you, Sonic, and Merry Christmas.
And I'm cutting that piece of shit short. But anyway, welcome back to the show. I'm joined here with Turbo. We're doing a Christmas show for you hags who don't appreciate jack shit. You know, So we had somebody going in there, my ears are bleeding. So fuck off.
Is it me? I actually enjoy it. Actually, I thought it was a funny piece done by the TSS, community. And it's like it was absolutely done laughably. I loved it.
It wasn't a serious song, was it?
No, it wasn't.
It just wasn't serious.
As long as at the start of it, I actually thought you would actually had Dredd come in, and it's like, okay, everybody, everyone say yes. It was like, where's T-Bird? T-Bird? T-Bird!
It was obviously limitations of the medium, because we all had to do separate stuff and send it in. Flint mixed them all into the track to try and make it sound vaguely coherent.
Yeah.
Which is why the choruses are so completely wasted, because. Yeah. Although,
I would definitely like to add that the only person who didn't actually put his heart or soul into that song entirely was JJ Forever. I just totally applaud him for that. It was like, yeah, you're such an emo. That's fantastic. So, well done.
What line did he do? Do you know what line he did?
He basically said it so fast that it was like, and very low tones. It was like, for this is me, it will be last. It was like,
that was him, was it?
Yeah, I'm guessing.
I thought the most fucked up one was that just a lump of coal on the floor one, because it doesn't fit in with the rest. If you're listening to the verse, like, that line's supposed to end differently, but it's just a lump of coal on floor. It's like, that's flat, mate. What are you doing? It doesn't fit you wanker. Who is that guy? I castrate you for not taking it seriously like everybody else is doing. And who was the girl in the song? Well, there's actually two girls in the song. One of them is way past cool. But the most prominent girl, the one who everybody is referring to as the girl, I would imagine, is actually Violet.
Yeah.
She's the really high-pitched one.
But I did not think her voice could actually go that high. But being that I'm a guy and I don't know these things, then I should have realized that. So, oh well. I'm an idiot. I'm a sad idiot.
Well, I didn't know how the hell that song was going to shit turn out anyway.
I think it still turned out well for SSMB's 25 Days of Christmas or 24 Days of Christmas, whatever you want to say to it. But it did fit the holiday season pretty well, I can say.
It was just a bit of fun, wasn't it? And I don't see any other Sonic websites doing that. Hello?
Hello? Anyone? Anyone at all? Nope. Oh, well then. They can all shove it.
Well, yeah, because recently we had, the whole raid threat thing on various other websites. It was one thread on 7-Eleven Chan, which is kind of like 7chan's militant image board.
Yeah.
Which is all down now, by the way.
Yeah, it's gone into the toilet.
Exactly. And it's redirected to 4chan, which I thought was quite funny. But I don't use those things anyway. But this thread also appeared on Sonic Cult. What a great site. It appeared on their image board going, oh, let's raid Sonic Stadium. It's like, you fucking people, you couldn't raid your way out of a paper bag. So the staff were kind of like, oh, we don't want them to fuck the Christmas thing up. So we locked the board down, didn't let any new registrants in. Mm-hmm. Nothing like that. Just said, fuck off, you're all going away. If you're not already on the board, tough. And crack down on shit like that just to prevent it from happening, but of course nobody ever attempted it.
That's typical. Because they don't have the balls. They don't have the testicle or fortitude.
Yeah, because a lot of people, they're talking about the Sonic fan community, it's so divided. You say, well, why do you think that is? When you've got websites like Sonic Cult,
yeah,
who just come up with stuff like the Sonic Shit Awards, which they should win.
SSR's in there for some reason. I don't know why. It's like,
is it?
I don't know. I think we are. I'm not sure. Can anyone confirm that? Because I thought at one point SSR was in the Sonic Shit Awards for Worst Entertainment or something stupid like that. I don't know. Can anyone confirm that? Anyone at all? No? Okay then. That means we're probably not then. Oh well then. At least we're not going to win anything. Actually, I'll go on. Go hunt that down. Hunt the information like a dog that I am. Woof, woof, woof. So,
I hope we are nominated. I hope we are. I hope we win as well.
That'll be fantastic.
At least we won something.
Yeah,
anything else.
We were so short on all the other things that have been going on. We always fell short. Anyway, we're still number one. I still think we're number one. Anyway. But anyway, let's carry on with the rest of the stuff that's been going on.
Well, most of it was like fluff filler shit, wasn't it? Like that dress Sonic thing.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't kick off massively well, did it?
No, well, it's got over 2 pages, which is all right enough.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's like I got up in the afternoon because I was wasted, and I'm like, oh, I've got to do this update. So I just open Canvas and quickly fucking doodle some crap, and then just put it on the site, and people,
there's your tablet. Go for it. Just go. Whatever. Do it. Just make it up.
Fuck off. Go ahead. And they all use MS Paint and the fill tool. It's like, oh, thanks. Whatever you say, man. Because obviously fill tool doesn't work when the lines are anti-alias, does it? No. Oh well. And there was other stuff as well. I can't even remember what we've done. I mean, we've gone through the 3 competitions, haven't we? So far, they've all been released now. We had the Christmas card competition, the literature competition, and the photograph competition, and that's all cool and groovy. So I hope people have been actually making submissions for that, because there's awesome prizes up for grabs, and if it's fucking prizes, can't see why anybody wouldn't want to enter. The other stuff's just been meandering through it, hasn't it? Like fluff topics, and which I've already mentioned. And we've got the special SSR shows. Ooh.
Yeah.
We're doing more than other people are. At least it's summit.
That's true.
And of course we've got the show tomorrow, which was supposed to be kept secret, but I didn't even really care. And neither did Dredd, so it ended up being publicised before the update. But anyway, there's a special show tomorrow with T-Bird and Dredd Nux and Raw Eye Black and all that
shit. Yeah.
So that's going to be fun. Anyway, I don't know. Well, we can probably talk about Christmas itself in a bit. I think we should go for another quick music break or something. What do you say?
I think so, because we will need to talk about one of the most recent updates was TSS going to Sega. Yeah, so we'll need to talk.
They went there, didn't they, to play it.
Yeah, so we'll need to talk about that after this short musical break.
Yeah, so I don't know. Enjoy it or something.
sit and wait. There's an angel contemplate my fate. And do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, oh, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection, whether I'm right or wrong. And down the waterfall, wherever it may take me, I know that life won't break me. When I come to call, she won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know I'll always be blessed with love. And as the feeling grows, she breathes flesh to my bones. When love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it,
welcome back. That was Robbie Williams with Angels. It was on this Christmas album, so whatever. And a track I played before that is certainly not a Christmas track, and it was the boss music from Rocket Knight Adventures. So if it sounded familiar, that's why. Okay. Anyway, we're back. I'm back with Turbo. I'm Rory Raccoon, if you don't know already. You fucking should. I've been doing a show for over a year. But anyway, I think we're going to talk about when TSS went to Sega to play Sonic and Mario at the Gay Olympics.
The Gay Olympics. Oh, come on, Rory. It wasn't that bad of a thing. It was bad, well, but it was that bad.
Dreadnoughts gave it a very fair review, but about a week or so prior to that, I was listening to Iceman do one of his impromptu Cold Hard Facts shows, and he put it a lot more succinctly than Dreadnoughts did. I think he basically said something to the effect, Sonic and Mario at the Olympics is shit.
Well, I mean, when
going from what he said.
Well, when I did my Turbo Switch impressions on Sonic and Mario, Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, and I don't know why everyone keeps saying, oh, it's Sonic and Mario at the Olympic Games. And in fact, actually, the advertisement on game radio in my generic game store has the voice of Mario, Charles Martin A, always advertising the game, saying it's like Sonic and Mario Olympics, don't we? And it's like, wait one second, he just got the title of the game wrong. What the hell?
Even Mario doesn't know who he's in.
Even Mario doesn't know what he's talking about. It was just fantastic. But when I did a research impressions of it, I actually thought it was actually pretty good, being that you've got like two worlds of characters, you know, being out of the Mario and Sonic universe, and you have them together in a game for the first time. But the concept of it was just completely wrong, being that you've just stuck them into, you know, the Olympic Games, which was just, you know, it just, you know, it wasn't believable. I mean, come on, that was the only thing that I didn't like about it. I mean, out of all the crap that Sega have done so far, like interdimensional, futuristic time travel crap that they do with the Chaos Emeralds all the time, why couldn't they do that kind of thing with the crossover between Sonic and Mario? I mean, it would have been simple. But it would be simple to butcher. But no, when I did my first impressions of it, it was okay. I mean, yes, it does have its flaws sometimes. I mean, it does have like flaws with the archery. I don't like the archery. The archery just annoys the hell out of me. Well, apparently it's T-Bird's favorite event because he can always kick our asses on it. So if I ever go down south, I might get my ass kicked in archery.
I wouldn't fucking play it.
I know you wouldn't. That's why you weren't
there. I'd stand in a room looking like a tit. You know. No, actually, I wanted to go because I wanted to hang around with Jess, Violet.
Aye.
Because she's my friend, man. Yeah. I've known her for 4 years. Love. But that's the only reason why I wanted to go there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not love. I'm gay. No.
No. You. I know. I know the relationship between you and Violet is pretty good. I mean. You're great friends. You get to talk a lot. I know that a lot. So that's pretty cool. I mean, that would have been nice. But obviously, myself, I would have gone as well if I was invited, but which I wasn't, and I'm not, you know, buddy buddies with everyone.
Never forgive them.
You see, I'm not actual friends with everyone in the TSS. I mean, I'm friends, but not friends, as in I go down there every time I have the chance. And hang around with them and just say, "Hey, let's go to the pub, have a drink." I'm not like that. But
I don't know him either.
But but no, I mean, if I was invited, yeah, I might have gone if I had, you know, if I was let known sooner or something like that, like like a month or 2 months in advance, because that way I could say, right, I want to book my holidays, there we go, I'm going off for this week, there we go, and for my Jews, and off I go. You know, so but no, what I've seen from the video footage from both T-Bird, Adam, of course, and Dreadnux, Sven, and Rory, whatever you, obviously it's not Rory, but Rory, you know, but
it's Rory Jocelyn.
Yeah, Rory Jocelyn. That's how you spell their last name. All right. Jocelyn.
Jocelyn, yeah. I'm just Jocelyn.
Jocelyn. And Sven Jocelyn. So, Sven. But, they had, like, two separate videos. They're on YouTube. I mean, the one that was done by Sven and Rory are on the FTP just now. So if you want to download the whole thing, then go ahead right now. It's I think it's on the Fast Feet Media FTP, isn't it? I'm guessing that anyway.
So it's on Death Chamber.
Death Chamber. Yeah, so
Chamber of Death.
Yeah. it's Knuckles' home ground. Yeah. Death Chamber, but yes. So
HXC, motherfucker.
Yeah. Word.
Some blah blah.
Yeah, I like the app. I like Awesome the Hedgehog as well. Oh, you got me thrown off now.
I fucking have, haven't I?
But yeah, I was watching the videos and it was pretty funny.
Oh, sorry, can I just stop you here, because this is going to make you laugh, okay? Just got an email from Mr. Andrew O'Hare. It makes me think, Bucky O'Hare!
Oh, yeah!
No. He's the fucking ass-kicking rabbit green dude. Anyway, you're Bucky. He says, hi Turbo, hi Rory, I'm a big fan of the show, love what you guys are doing. Just one question, which part of America are you from, Turbo?
Oh my god. Oh wow, he listens to the show a lot, doesn't he? Or he listens to Sonic Radio a lot.
I don't think the email's serious though, because he says, goes on to say, is it true that Dr. Robotnik is Sonic's dad? I think not!
Yeah.
There's no resemblance working there.
Yeah.
Big, fat, ginger-haired, bald fuck, blue hedgehog. I failed to see the connection.
Yeah, I don't think there was any bestial human relationships with the game at all, so I don't want to know that. Thank you very much. But no, just to reiterate for all the people who don't use their brain cells for that matter, I am not American. For the 100th billionth time, I am not American. For fuck's sake.
Scottish.
I'm Scottish. I wear a kilt. I live in the cold freezing highlands, for crying out loud. What more can I tell you? I use I all the time. What more?
Far across the sea.
Far across the sea. The high of the sky, I have some neat santaties, What more Scottish do I have to be? Honestly.
The Bumby. We've had another email from Sky Shark, whose name threw me off because it's Charles Craig. I instantly thought, Robot Wars and Red Dwarf. Craig Charles.
Let the wars begin. Yeah.
And I said, I remembered you mentioning if people were interested in being a guest on the show tonight to email you. I was interested in being a guest possibly if you were okay with it. But yeah, I do. My Skype address is Charles Skyshark. If you let me know, if you want to reach me. So, okay, we can try doing that in a little bit, I suppose. Right, so I will add this motherfucker to my Skype contacts.
Right, but overall, yeah, all the things for the day that TSS went to Sega was pretty well done. I mean, obviously T-Birds with his fantastic editing skills, which was funny enough. I mean, it was cool that you got to see two sides of the coin, as such, being that of T-Bird doing his little footage and being himself, really. And also
a self-centered twat, isn't
he? Well, yeah, I wouldn't say that.
No, it's nice to have a smoke with. I like him. I like Adam. He was really nice, actually. He actually sent me a present through the post. I mean, how sweet is that? He actually sent me a present.
Aww.
He's the only person on TSS I've ever known, apart from close friends who have ever sent me anything. He sent me a little plush of RJ the Raccoon from Over the Hedge.
How lovely.
So everybody send him gifts. I can't, I'm broke. Well, I'm not broke anymore, but it's too late for Christmas now. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
Mario and Sonic at the Olympics.
Yeah, I mean, the people that were there were Adam, Sven, Dreadnought, Rorai, Violet was there, also Sonic Yoda was there, Mike, oh my god, Mike was down there as well, Kev.
For Sonic Cage Dome, isn't
he? Yeah.
Oh. Kevin organized the event.
Kevin organized the event. Archangel UK, who actually now works for Sega, which is fan bloody tastic because he's getting all the recognition he needs. So you know, it's a shame he's not it.
And
it's a shame he's.
There was also that random guy as well who was there.
Yeah, I forgot his name.
Not surprised because he's never anywhere else.
Aye. You
know, he was there. He was there at BirdCon. And everybody fell in love with him, so we invited him over to Mario Sonic thingy as well.
Aye.
I can't remember his fucking name. Whoops. Whoever the fuck you are, you know.
You know who you are. So, yeah.
You brought the picnic.
And
he brought
and
some
the,
butties and a flask of coffee and stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, the videos were pretty well done. I mean, and obviously you had the classic paradox. You know, if you had those videos side by side, it's like looking at each other, and it's like paradox, and you're in the middle of it, and it's like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, it's paradox. So yeah, that was funny. The fifth wall. But yeah, it was pretty well done, and it's like it showed off pretty well, and showed off Sega's lovely headquarters, which I would love to go to. I would definitely love to go there and just like stand there in complete awe and just go, oh my god.
I'd love to go there with an amateur arsonist's kit, if you like. Bottle of tub of petrol, a fucking cloth and a match. There you go. Woof.
Woom. Okay. Hey, what's that in the sky? It's a flaming
it's Sega headquarters.
It's going up in flames. So yeah, but no.
I've got nothing against Sega, but they do produce shit games lately.
That's true. Sega Rally. Well, the remake.
Sonic.
Sonic.
Everything.
Alien Syndrome. That's another one for you. But overall. But it's pretty well done. It was, you know, everyone had a laugh, so that was cool, and whatnot. So yeah, that
except us because we weren't there.
Yeah, that's true. That's Dan.
They had a laugh.
They had a laugh. We were sitting here miserable as fuck, thinking that we couldn't go because we were broke. Yeah. It was,
you were having a row with someone, and I was throwing myself off a house. No, I mean, that's why I haven't watched the videos, because I'm like, I don't want to see other people being happy.
Yeah. Although, like,
anyway.
Especially that Mario dude, he's like that one or that those that Sega stuff. It's like no one knows who he is. It's like he will forever be known as the Mario guy. It's like who stole all T-Bird
stuff. Some people won stuff.
Yeah. It's like,
oh, was this at the Mario and Sonic thing?
Aye, that was at the event. It's actually in the videos. It's like, and T-Bird booing as well. It's like, he didn't like it one bit because he wanted all that. I know.
Yeah, I know he wanted it all. It's never satisfied him. He's got a fucking bloody Bastille filled with merchandise. And every time somebody else wins something,
it's like,
he cries.
So, yeah.
In fact, what he does is, he look.
Yeah, they go ahead.
He looks up their AOL Instant Messenger usernames and contacts them, asking them if they want to sell the merchandise to him. That's what he does. So if you've got Sonic merchandise and you've posted pictures, fucking worry.
See, I already showed him.
Because he'll be chasing you.
Yeah, I don't know if... well, obviously, some people in the IRC chat room know, and not many of our listeners know, but I just recently got some... sort of new Sonic Plus toys that were in my generic game store, and I bought them just for the sheer hell of it, because you know I already have a Sonic and Tails doll, but they were bought like 10 years ago, so I thought I might as well just get another set, and this is just Sonic and Tails here. Obviously I've shown them to Rory, and I've also shown them to T-Bird, and he was like, really? He's like, where did you fucking get those? Tell me, where did you get them? He was like, you know, a little like.
Where'd you fucking?
give me! You know, so, and I was like, yay, I got something before T he did. Although he might not probably like them. Because obviously the color for Tails is like quiffs, you know, the three hairs on his head, is completely different to the color of what his fur is, which is absolutely insane. I mean, it's like, it's pure canary orange, his quiffed, and the rest of it, or canary yellow, sorry, and the rest of it, it's a little it's a little darker yellow for the rest of his yellow fur, and or orange fur, or whatever you want to call it. And it's like, oh my god, I think I should just shave that off or cut it off, just for the sheer sake of the boy. I mean, it's like, you know, it doesn't look good on him. It's just absolutely bad. But
just lock your doors and windows.
Yeah, just lock my doors and windows. Close the curtains. Nothing.
Because T-Bird has not gone to a party tonight. He's on a fucking train to Scotland.
He's hunting me down. He's hunting me down. Alright, so I better lock the door quickly and get my pitchfork out.
And let the cat out.
Yeah, let the cat out. Yeah, let the cat out. Get the claws out, and he's like, ready, Jay, ready. There, he's like, deploy claws. So there we go. But yeah, that was cool of TSS meeting Sega, so and pretty well done. I just got something from someone, and it's a little Christmas joke, and I'll try to be as fluid with it as possible. Here we go. When because I'm usually very, like, stuttery with these kind of things. Okay. When four Santa's elves got sick and the trainee elves did not produce the toys as fast as the regular ones, Santa was beginning to feel the pressure of being behind schedule. Then Mrs. Claus told Santa that her mom was coming to visit. This stressed Santa even more. When he went to harness the reindeer, he found that three of them were about to give birth, and two had jumped the fence and were out, heaven knows where. More stress. Then when he began to load the sleigh, one of the boards broke, or cracked even, and the toy bag fell to the ground and scattered the toys. So frustrated, Santa went into the house for a cup of apple cider and a shot of rum. When he went to the cupboard, he discovered that the elves had hidden the liquor, and then there was nothing to drink. In his frustration, he accidentally dropped the cider pot, and it broke into hundreds of pieces all over the kitchen floor. He went to get the broom and found that the mice had eaten the straw end of the broom. This is just getting absolutely bad.
Sounds like a summary for wife swap, doesn't it? It's like,
yeah. Just then, the doorbell rang, and irritable Santa tugged to the door. He was like fuming at this point. He opened the door, and there was a little angel and a great big Christmas tree. The angel said very cheerfully, "Merry Christmas, Santa. Isn't it a lovely day? I have a beautiful tree for you. Where would you like me to stick it?" And so began the tradition of the little angel on top of the Christmas tree.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Up your ass.
Up your ass.
You knew where it was going as soon as he said stick it.
Yep, it's like right there. It's like up there.
Up your ass, dickhead. Anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to cut to another music track, and then when we come back, we'll be talking a bit about Christmas. So it's time to play some music. So I hope you enjoy this next track. If you don't, I don't really give a.
Spaceman came traveling on his ship from afar. 'Twas light years of time since his mission did start. And over a village he halted his craft, and it hung in the sky like a star. just like a star. He followed a light and came down to a shed where a mother and child were lying there on a bed. A bright light of silver shone round his head, and he had the face of an angel. And they were afraid. Then the stranger spoke. He said, "Do not fear. I come from a planet a long way from here, and I bring a message for mankind to hear." Suddenly the sweetest music filled the air.
Child, all the whole world is weird.
Charlie. And welcome back to the show. You're listening to a Christmas special. Me, Rory Raccoon, and Turbo of Turbo Drive Live is with me. If you've been listening to the show so far from the beginning, congratulations, because some people haven't, because they suck ass. Anyway, welcome back to the show. We might be getting a guest shortly when they're ready to say something, so...
Yes, but we'll have their lots more voices going at one time, which will just be fan-fucking-tastic.
Well, we only have a maximum of three people in one call, so if we're going to have another guest at some point in the show, we'll get rid of the other person. Anyway, yeah. We've had an email during the course of those songs, and it's by Mr. Andrew O'Hare again, who is very funny. He said, I have another question for Turbo. He likes you. Why he fancies you. And why are you called Turbo? I heard it's because you have a massive cock and the girls guys love it. I find your language a tad bit offensive. Can you possibly please tone it down a little? No.
Well, obviously, the answer would say... no, fucking no. Fucking hell no.
Yeah.
I mean,
Sod that question.
it is a pretty stupid question, ain't it? No, my name, Turbo, is actually in honor of a Sonic the Comic Fleetway character that was only used in two issues. And it's in memory of that character because he didn't get the recognition as any of the other hedgehogs in the Sonic universe, you know. in the case of my swearing, yes, someone else has just distracted me. my swearing.
What they're doing, poking you with a dildo. Poke, pokety poke. Look, it's pink and everything.
Oh dear God! Stop it,
Merry
Stop
fucking
it. Stop
Christmas!
It. Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
I was right then, was I?
Rory, stop it! This is totally bad. No, with the swearing bit, I have tried. I have tried to stop my swearing. I have tried to do alternate swearing. Have you ever watched Hot Fuzz, Rory? Have you ever owned Hot Fuzz on DVD?
I do own it.
Oh, well, you should know because about the Hot Funk extras that is on it.
Yeah, funking hell.
I have tried to do that, but obviously sometimes it doesn't work, you know, because not many
people... I've tried, You've been told about your language, and you're trying to be constructive and to increase your vocabulary and basically try to put more effort and thought into your speech. But fuck it, that's basically the sentiment.
Yeah, you know, yeah, simple as that.
And apparently, our unscheduled guest Sky Claws can't get the microphone to work on Skype. So, whoops. Oh, buggery. But if you want to be a guest on the show, let me know. You can either contact me on IRC or you can let me know via email. And if you've got Skype, just add Rory to your Skype list. Yeah, that's just Rory, all lowercase. R-O-A-R-E-Y.
Right.
You should know my fucking name by now.
Yeah, you should.
You just put that in. And,
everything will be
a guest on the show
Rory.
At some point. Yes, indeed. Anyway, we were going to talk about Christmas, but
well, actually, we can actually talk about the real reason, people, of how Christmas started. Because apparently, if you listened last year to Rory's kind of like Christmas specials and whatnot, and he's also said it umpteen times, his pagan theory is actually wrong. Rock horror. Holy shit, what the hell is going on?
Christmas is not a holiday nicked from the pagans. It's not. Contrary to popular belief, yeah, it's popular belief that Christianity robbed Christmas from the pagans. Whilst they did rob a lot of things from the pagans, being arseholes that they are, Christmas actually comes from the Romans. Yes, indeed. You see, many ancient cultures worshipped the sun. I mean, if you look at Egypt, they had Ra, Amun-Ra, the sun god, because the god sun was worshipped because, well, you can see it. For one thing, it's fucking there. So
yeah.
Hello, I can see the sun. The sun gives life, obviously. It gives plant food, etc. Bloody blah. The world wouldn't work without the sun. So what a great thing to worship. And of course, the Romans had a sun god. And the whole point of if it gets closer to winter, you'll notice that the days are shorter. It's darker. But from the start of the December, every day the sun rises a little higher, and it gets towards coming to spring at the end of January. So this was known as the winter solstice. So you had the sun rising slightly every single day until you got to the new year when spring would start. And then, therefore, they celebrated sort of a festival in the name of the sun god at the end of December. And the Romans celebrated this for many years. But then the Romans started to become Christians. And the Roman emperor at the time, he wanted to incorporate some kind of festival in sort of service to Jesus Christ, because he was a newly found Christian, and he was like, well, we already celebrate the sun god, so let's put the two holidays together to avoid confusion. So Christmas was born at the end of December, and people started celebrating Christmas as the birth of Jesus Christ on December the 25th. And there you go, because the Bible itself doesn't actually specify when Jesus was born. It just says, and he was born, and some guys turned up and said, hey, dude, have a gift. I brought some sheep. Bah, do you want one? And that's all that happened. They didn't say there was a date or nothing. So that's where Christmas date comes from, the fucking Romans. You learn something every day. Anyway, I've also been sent an email. Hey, Rory, hello, from Nocher Booner, or something like that. RR, I think it is. Mr. Double R the Ponce, who says, hey, Rory, can I request the song that last played before Marble Zone OC Remix by Howard Drossin? Well, you see, the thing is, we were supposed to be broadcasting a show then, but I hadn't turned the encoders on, so I have absolutely no fucking idea what songs were playing then. I wasn't playing them, so can I help you there? It says, oh, and I'd like to shout out to the three brothers of Dreadsalai, Sven Dread, Rory, and Joss.
Joss?
Okay. Yeah. Mm. Sven Dread, Rory, and Joss.
Okay. Joss is the other brother? I thought there was only two.
Joss from Jocelyn. He's trying to be funny.
You see, my humanity just went out the window about a few hours ago, so, yeah. It's like, I've had a hard day's work, so basically all my hilarity has just gone out the bloody door. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And we've had another email from the same guy who likes you a lot.
Oh.
It says it's titled I Love Turbo, and it says, thank you very much for that intriguing answer. You can't even spell, can you? I have made this in honour of Turbo. Can you please forward the attachment to him? Would you kiss your mother with that foul mouth? Can I also ask what both of you would like for Christmas tucked up under your tree? I'd like you, bare-assed. Great show, though, guys. Merry Christmas.
This is effed up. And, this is absolutely effed up. I actually got... I did actually get his first email he sent to me. And he's actually called Regards Little Timmy. So, this is...
Little Timmy. Little Timmy, the disabled dying of cold pervert.
Yeah.
And and you've got... The attachment he sent me was... it's titled WWE The Wrestling in Iraq.
Oh, lovely.
WWE in Iraq. I don't know what the fuck that's about. And I can't be arsed. I'll send it to you when we're playing the next song. And apparently Mr. Skyclaws has got the microphone working, so we're going to add that dude to Skype during the next music break. and we'll have a bit of a banter on there. And as I say, if you want to be a guest on the show, then, well, you should know who to contact by now. If you don't, then you're deaf. Go away. And Doobie-doo. Okay, fuck it, another music break. That always saves our asses, doesn't it? So I'll put another music track on. I'll see you. Hello and welcome back to the show. That was a track by Obscene, this kind of underground dude who makes music in his room. It's called Hark the Herald. It's kind of like, I don't, in fact, no, you don't care what it is, do you? No. Anyway, welcome back. I'm joined, of course, by Turbo of Turbo Drive Live, and we also have a guest on the show now, courtesy of, well, Sky Claws or Sky Shark.
Yeah, the Sky Claws. The whole E thing, like, if you were mentioning about an E on the message board, that was because I accidentally had the E stuck with it for, like, 10 days.
You stuck to the what?
Oh, stuck with an E on the message board. I accidentally had an extra E at the end for, like, 10 days because of, I used up all my name changes in November.
Oh dear. Yeah, people fucking do that. And some people, like, they change the name loads of times, you know, go, I'm clever.
Well,
and then they're going,
I'm sorry.
And then they'll PM me and saying, can you change my name again? And I'm like, no, you get enough, you fucker. It's bad enough that we're trying to strike people and keep a track on who everybody is, and they change their name every 10 minutes. You know, me having to go and change them. You know, myself, I'm like, the reason why we gave you guys the option to change your name is so that we don't have to fucking do it.
Yeah, I can see how that would be annoying us for the 20th time in one day.
Yeah, they did. It happens. Anyway, something... Somebody tried to add me there on Skype. I don't know if... The people on the radio probably picked that up.
Did it?
Yeah, we got it. No problem. Jesus. So I think you should turn off all notifications now. Like, and take off all the sound bites, because you're going to get that a lot. A lot, right?
I don't even know how to turn it off.
Wait, you can't.
I'll call you. Notifications.
I'll tell you next time. It's in the options menu.
Configure sound alerts, mute all sounds, save. Yeah. And it is done. Okay, right, back to the show. Enough of this stupid gay. We're supposed to be talking about Christmas. And I mentioned where Christmas came from, but nobody cares about that because they're busy trying to buy things. And loads of stuff lately has been like the commercialisation of Christmas, and people, old fuckers, are coming on the TV going, it's destroying the Christmas spirit. So, no, it's not.
Yeah.
Because people buy stuff and then go home and enjoy Christmas.
It's like the buy stuff and Christmas goes hand in hand almost.
Yeah, you have to, don't you? I mean, the only kind of public kind of celebration thing which I have a problem with in terms of the whole commercial stuff is Valentine's Day. Because, not because it's commercial, but because in making it commercial, they've made it extremely tacky.
Yeah.
Everything's all really badly made merchandise with big fucking red hearts all over the place.
Yeah, and if you think about it this way, it's like, if you truly love somebody, you shouldn't have to buy them something to prove your love. It's just the fact that you're there for them when they need, like, somebody to talk to or something should be enough to prove it, but instead we have to have this holiday that where you buy stuff for them to prove that you love them.
That's why Valentine's Day was created.
Yeah.
You can buy a card that somebody else has written a poem for you.
Yeah.
So you don't have to write one yourself.
Mm.
You lazy bastard. If you want to impress someone, don't buy them some shitty third-rate card by some poor artist and a guy who can't write for shit. Just be honest. Hey, I love you to pieces. Let's go out for a meal. There you go. You've done the mission.
So you have to mission complete.
Mission complete. And you go to Blockbuster, get a rental out and sit down and watch it. Get what they want to watch and fuck yourself. And you've got it in the bag there. You'll be shagging by midnight. Anyway, because that's what it boils down to, isn't it? These people, they just want sex. I don't have a dick. But anyway, somebody's asking me, can I give you a pet name just like Sven? I don't care. Do what you want.
I mean, I've already been given a pet name by several bar stools of the SSMB. Being that a strong bad, call me Turb. Turb. Yeah, you just take out the O. That's it. That's it. You can't be bothered to put the O in. Ah, thanks a lot.
I'll call you Olus.
It's like someone switched the B and it's like, take out the O and switch the B around and you say, what do you get? You get turd. That's great. I'm a turd. Thank you very much, you bastard.
Bang and the O is gone.
Anyway,
what... What are you guys getting for Christmas anyway?
For me, actually, I'm not getting much, actually. Probably might be getting clothes and chocolates.
Socks.
It's like, I need socks,
yay,
actually.
Socks.
It's like, I need socks.
Yeah.
It's mandatory now. It's like, I don't have...
Socks become more appreciative. Yeah. Well, you become more appreciative of socks as the years go on, don't you?
Yeah, I mean...
Socks?
All you need is, like, one or two pairs of socks. Just wear one for a week, then wash them, then wear the other one for a week.
You don't know how bad my feet smell.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Ooh, it's the sockies. Yeah, and then when you finish using the pair for the week... Instead of washing them, you can put them on your hands and put little eyes and go, I'm a puppet now. Ooh. And you can video it and put it on YouTube and look like a complete twat.
Yeah, you'll probably get like a million anyway. Views in 2 days.
Exactly. I mean, for Christ's sake, Gary Broll's murdered, the Numa Numa shite, was all over the world. Why? He's just a fat, ugly git opening his turd pie hole mouth into a rubbish song anyway, and everybody loved it. In fact, no, I think the reason it became popular is because everybody hated him so much, they had to send it to their friends. Say, I had to go through this ordeal, now you can suffer as well. And he knew that, which is why he didn't appear in any of the chat shows, because they knew that everybody didn't like him. They'd all brought tomatoes to the show and everything, just waiting for him. I've got these fresh packet of eggs here. I'll throw them at that fat fucker. I'll watch him rebound off his head. But he didn't turn up. No.
Do you have a anyway. Because I actually have never seen that before.
Or you just have to type in his Numa Numa, I suppose, on Google, and it'll be somewhere.
Okay.
I've not watched it myself.
Oh, okay.
From beginning to end. I've just seen everybody go apeshit over it a couple of years ago.
I never even heard of it.
One of those big internet things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was in certain places, but it's in all the big popular websites or whatever the hell. Mm. Anyway,
oh, yeah, the Christmas.
What are you getting for Crimbo, Sky?
For Christmas, well, I've already actually gotten a couple of things early, which was Mass Effect, the Star Trek book, The Good That Men Do, and Call of Duty 4. I have no idea how I convinced my mom to give me both, like, all those things. It was probably pretty much just because of my good grades or something. I have no idea. But other than that, I'm getting a few other small things, and then maybe, like, one not-so-small thing, I think, like the high-def DVD add-on for the 360 I asked my mom for that, and she put wrapped Christmas presents under our tree this year, I mean today, and one of them looked suspiciously like that box, so I'm thinking I might be getting that for Christmas.
It looks like a snake.
Big,
what
big
could it be?
It's about the size of the player, so.
Yeah, my brother's getting a TV, a high-definition TV for Christmas, right? Because he's a greedy shit.
That's cool, what kind?
So a couple of people... I don't know, it's just a big telly. I don't know about these things. I'm electronically inept, because you know, whenever I go on a Sonic Stadium, you see all these people talking about different cables and all that. I'm like, oh, it's a TV. It turns on, you watch stuff. Fuck off. But yeah, it's like... You don't really have to guess the present with the telly. You just walk into the living room and see a giant dock-off box.
You know, yeah.
Wonder what that could be. Maybe it's the do-it-yourself elephant fucking DIY box. You ride it through the street. Ooh! I don't know.
Now, what would be cruel is, like, a little stuff... Like, get a big television box and empty it of anything that's in there and just put, like, a little piece of chocolate or maybe a stuffed bear at the bottom of it. Give it to somebody who had been asking for a TV and just see the expression on their face.
Just dump in a few boxes of novelty condoms. Half banana flavour. But I don't have sex, Mummy, says you will one day. No, I don't know. I didn't buy anything for anyone this Christmas apart from my brother because I had no money. You know, nothing. I didn't even have £5 in the bank. That's how broke I was.
Yeah, definitely. I couldn't buy anything either. My mom just bought two things, and those are from. And I'm just giving those to my stepdad as like a present from me and our dog.
That's what I mean. Somebody else had to buy the Christmas presents for the people for me.
I feel bad.
So too. Another year. It's guilt-free. You can spend your money. I will spend mine. I will make up imaginary money. I'll give people fucking written IOU pieces of paper for Christmas.
IOU
some generic gift.
Yeah. IOU monies in 2009.
So if you want to do it like that, you just give everyone checks and just date it. The date... the 25th of December, 2057.
Wow, bro. You were really close to what
by then, you will be dead.
Yeah. That way, I won't actually have to pay it to you.
I will make sure by that date you are dead.
Hey, I got a present! Bam! You fulfilled
now it's
your
mine.
Promise. You gave him a present, and you made sure they were dead by then.
Yeah, but
so I would have got you a gift, but you drove your car into a lake. Oh,
and it was,
I guess it jammed unexpectedly.
Yeah, apparently I shouldn't have taken your brake cables to go to an auto store to see what type of brake cables you need.
And I'm sorry for laughing during that.
Do you have a bomb in this radio? Is it remote activated? Because I want, you see, we're doing a reenactment for YouTube. We're doing a reenactment of the Scarface movie. This time the car does explode. And the wife and kids are in it.
What about the whole bloodline, why don't you?
Destroy half of Manchester, I don't give a shit. It's a crap city anyway. But, somebody keeps messaging me, go away! Person. Bonk. That's all I'm hearing. Bonk. Anyway. I hope nobody in the radio is picking up bonk. But yeah. Anyway. Fuck it. Music break. And okay. During the music, we can figure out something else to say.
Okay.
I suppose. Is there anything left on my shitty playlist? Yes, there is. And I'll have to make a new playlist soon. Anyway, enjoy this track. If you don't...
Thank you. Gaudete, Christus et Natus, ex Maria Virgine. 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 Gaudete.
Nomen nostrum cantio celebrum in nostra, benedicta Domino salus regi nostra.
We're going back. Hello and welcome back to the show. You're listening to a Christmas special.
Did you guys just stop talking?
Oh, I think we've got audio fuck up for Sky. I think we've got some fuck up on Sky Clause's end.
Oh.
Whoops. Oh dear. Hey Turbo, do us a favour and message him saying that I am talking and stuff. But anyway, welcome back to the show. I'm with Turbo, I'm with Sky, who can't fucking hear me. Oh wait, is he gone from the conversation?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, I'll add him back. Oh,
While Rory's doing that, welcome back to the show. Basically, we were talking about various Christmas things that are going on, which is like what we might be expecting as of Christmas gifts, and really, we're expecting fuck all. Pretty much, probably cash, mostly, I think, cash and clothes, I'll do it,
cards.
I'm thinking that Sky come back in, is it?
Yeah, I'm back.
Well, that's good.
Can you hear me now, yeah?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Can you hear what I is saying? Very good.
During
the songs that we're playing, during those songs that we're playing, we had Strong Bad in the channel saying, "Could you talk about how awesome I am?" Meaning himself.
Oh right. You want to sum it up in one word? Yeah.
What can you say about Strong Bad? I mean, Strong Bad's like this little boy who comes on the channel. He's like, he perpetrates all of the most popular memes. Yeah, he's perpetrating all these internet memes. He's going, oh, and then he says penis, pretends to be gay.
And then he fire and flames on Egbert once again.
Oh.
And then and sucks on Guitar Hero or whatever. Whatever the fuck kids play these days. I don't know.
Yeah, I still hate.
I feel like I'm 50.
It's like random shooting game, then Guitar Hero, then random shooting game.
Then fucking rock band.
At least I can still, you know, beat him on Halo, because, you know, he's not good on Halo. He's good on Guitar Hero.
I don't even play that.
Actually, he is that good Halo. Give him an energy sword and somebody to watch his back and pretty much kick ass and team double.
Yeah, right. But anyway.
Yeah.
I was playing Rocket Knight Adventures the other day.
Which is a classic game, I might add.
Fantastic game it is, fantastic. I mean, I'm not in any way trying to say that 16-bit games are better than modern games, because anybody who says that is up their own arse.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Because Sonic
I'm just saying, it just doesn't make any sense. Yeah. It's like, these 16-bit classic fucking lovers or whatever.
The retro gamer.
Yeah, retro.
Yeah, it's like, well, these games would be they're good fun, yeah, sure, but fuck off, are they better than the old?
20 years old now.
Exactly. And look at the stuff that's coming out now, and you get honest, somebody is honestly saying that games with a 16-bit palette and fast button mashing action and difficulty to increase longevity, because otherwise the games would last about 20 minutes.
Yeah,
and like, these are better than all these games that are out now. It's like, yeah,
please explain to me how Streets of Rage beats out Backdoor Bioshock.
So I mean, it doesn't beat any of these. I mean, I've not played Bioshock or Mass Effect.
They're both really good games, in my opinion. I'm not sure if they're both of them.
I didn't get a single word of that.
Yeah, I think your internet's breaking up, Sky. Have you got any other programs running at the time?
One second. Let me turn off Media Pro completely.
I think Media Pro would be a good idea to take off.
Yeah, Media Player will sap all of your shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so,
Media Player is the equivalent of RAM rape.
Or Windows Vista. Without Vista.
Everything with fucking Windows at the beginning just rapes your computer. That's what it should be called, Windows Rape.
That might be the new version of
Mass Rape.
Yeah, Rape.
CPU Fucker 9000. I don't know. But anyway, you're still breaking up a little bit, going a bit on the metallic side. I don't know if the people listening to the show are catching you properly. I don't know.
If anybody can't understand a word today, let me know. Just where in position to my maybe that will.
Yeah, it's like it's just some fuck up thing. I don't know what's going on. Oh well, shit. Anyway, well, we can start talking about Christmas in a bit. I'll give you time to try and fix that though, and in the meantime, I'll play another music track.
I think it should be pretty much fixed now because I closed. I guess I could close the.
Oh, it is now. It is.
Yeah.
It's fixed now. Fantastic.
Yep, brilliant. I had closed Windows Media Player and Firefox, except for the chat room.
Excellent.
Yay.
But yeah, anyway, what are you guys doing for Christmas then? What are you going to do? Are you going to do anything?
Well, for Christmas,
special occasion.
Christmas, instead of going over to my grandmother's house on Christmas Eve, I'm going over tomorrow for lasagna. We're going to just like hang out the day before Christmas Eve. Then Christmas Eve night, we're going to start a fire in the fireplace downstairs, listen to Christmas music. I'll play that new Christmassy Guitar Hero 3 track on the other Xbox downstairs to kind of set a good mood, open presents, pretty much chill. Then on Christmas Day, go over to my grandmother's house again for Christmas dinner.
It'd have been funny if you'd have left that at start a fire.
Oh.
We're going to start a fire.
I know. That's why I had to say fireplace, because when I started to say it, I'm like, oh, that sounds bad.
You're gonna burn some fucker.
I'm gonna play through fire and flames while there's a fire going on behind me.
We don't like that guy next door, that geriatric slob. He just sits around on his porch in a rocking chair, smoking a pipe and shouting abuse at kids. Oh, when I was your age, I didn't suck dick, but you do.
Dude,
you've got no respect for sex and sexuality.
The people who live next door to me, there's a church right next door to me, which is really annoying because I am like somebody who's really against organized religion. And then we have relatives right next door. And we're situated on like a main road. So if there are kids walking near my house and the neighbor's house, then yeah, gotta give them props.
Anyway, I'm gonna quickly redeem myself because I've been a bit cruel and it is a Christmas show. Christmas is the time of giving. So, Strong Bad's an alright guy, alright? I didn't mean to diss him, because he seems to be feeling a bit bad. But yes, if Strong Bad went away from the channel, we would all know, because everybody knows who he is. So you might be a kid, we know Dick, but you make an impact.
Then who would say penis as well on the chat room?
Enough said.
Penis. Penis.
Yeah.
It's a very strange word, isn't it?
Penis. Yeah.
No, anyway, are you doing anything, Turbo? I mean, no.
In terms
in
terms of Christmas stuff, obviously I'll be doing a family thing. Obviously, my sister.
Does your family get on, or are you one of those families who like to kick each other's asses?
Yes, no. Sadly, some of my relatives don't see eye to eye sometimes, but sometimes they can bear with it. But all in all, they actually like each other. Eventually. As long as they haven't been drinking, that's fine.
At which point is break the windows and throw your clothes into the trees.
Alcohol.
Yep. And
mass hysteria.
You had a TV.
but no.
You used to have a car.
Where it is now?
You don't have a car.
But no, hopefully it'll just be a normal Christmas family dinner. Myself, and my mum. no, with my mum and dad, and possibly my sister with her hubby and newborn baby. So yeah.
Oh, bloody hell.
It's like,
the start of a nuclear family.
Yeah.
All they need to bring in now is some domestic abuse and it'll be perfect.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know the way all these people are talking about family values and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like the whole, this idea, you know, there's a lot of people, particularly in America, who like to sort of portray this model idea of a perfect family. I'm going, what fucking planet did you grow up on? You know? A child is not raised correctly unless it is both a mother and a father. So, well, what about that dickhead who just killed someone? He had a mum and dad. You know, they tried to perpetrate this idea that there is a perfect working family system, when the truth is, all of them can work or all of them can't work. It's not predictable. There is no set model which is perfect. You can have two gay guys bringing up a kid, two lesbos bringing up a kid, or just a mum or just a dad, and it can work out either way. I was brought up just by my mum.
Yeah,
I'm a single parent family, and I'm not lighting fires.
Yeah, for the
unlike
most part,
Sky.
I was pretty much just brought up by my mom, pretty much, because she got divorced when I was two, then remarried. That guy turned out to be an asshole. He was never really around too much. Then she divorced him. So yeah, it's pretty much brought up by just my mom up until recently, when she actually met somebody nice. Who actually turned out to be nice in the end. These the past two guys were nice at first, but then became jackasses. So, yeah. But this time we actually found somebody very nice.
That's always good, isn't it? I mean, it really opens your eyes, doesn't it? When you're in a situation where families don't work and the parent you're left with is forced to try and find somebody else. And then you really get a sort of vision of the spectrum of humanity that's out there. Because if you're single and you've got kids, you know, you're going to meet some opportunistic dickwads. And if you're a kid in a single parent family, you're going to see them as well. So when you grow up, you're going to have a nice bit of knowledge base there for just how sad people are.
Yeah.
So that's the sort of shit I've experienced as well. Mm-hmm. Dickheads on every branch. And they're fucking everywhere.
Amazing. At home. Even my father'd be a dick. I don't talk to him anymore.
You're breaking up again, mate, actually, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to put some music break and we'll try and sort this shit out. It's still breaking up, but it doesn't matter anyway. We'll play a music track now, an appropriate one, actually. Since we've just been talking about dickheads, here is a track from the Robbie Williams album Rude Box, and this was a bonus track, and it's aptly titled Dickhead, so enjoy that. And afterwards we'll play the very first track that T-Bird played on his first show, which is Pendulum, by Pendulum. It's called Blood Sugar. So yeah, enjoy these
This is T to the motherfucking Ofty. What's your problem, dickhead?
Don't kick my dog, dickhead. Don't beep at me, dickhead. Why you mug me off in my car, dickhead? Why you disrespecting my bra, dickhead? There's a dickhead in your mouth, a dickhead on parade. Do not have kids, don't want dickheads to be made, dickheads. Why you disrespecting my bra, dickhead? Why'd you piss me off in first class, dickhead? I'm not sitting here to be treated like a dickhead. Bomber clots, King Ross clots. Where's the chorus, dickhead? Give me my lighter.
Isn't it lovely that we can still be good friends? The safe gun off me, don't be so sloppy.
Dickhead, what you expect, dickhead? Radiohead, dickhead. This is pop, dickhead. Size 10s, dickhead. Break your shins, dickhead. My security are vicious crew. They'll kick fuck out of you. Only if I ask them to, but they'll kick fuck out of you. You're going home in a Staffordshire ambience. I'm not looking at your bird, dickhead.
She was looking at me.
Dickhead, who do I think I am? Dickhead, who the fuck are you? Dickhead, must have me confused with someone who gives a shit. I found the dickhead of the year and you are fucking it, dickhead. Where's the chorus? No chorus? Dickhead.
Isn't it lovely that we can still be good friends?
Not ass shit, cow shit, dog shit, no real shit. I got a book of this shit, oh yeah. I got a book of this shit. I got a book of this shit, oh yeah. I got a book of this shit. Not dog shit, cow shit, ass shit, real shit.
Why'd you cut me off in my car, dickhead? Why'd you say bad things about my bra, dickhead? I got nothing for you, dickhead. Go to bed, dickhead. Don't wake up, dickhead. Who gives a fuck, dickhead? No one gives a fuck about you cause you're a dickhead too. See your mate over there in the corner, he's a dickhead too, like you, dickhead.
Isn't it lovely that we can still be good friends? The same kind of me, don't be so sloppy, baby. Isn't it lovely that we can still be good friends? I know you still want.
Okay, welcome back to the show, and our buddy Sky Claws has left now, so it's thanks to him for being on the show, and myself and Turbo are going to be saying bye-bye to you guys now, because it's 1 o'clock in the morning for us, so it's a bit late, and the show's been going on for 2 hours now, so yes, indeed, we'll be stopping the show, and well, we're leaving on a song anyway, before that happens. So, I'll just quickly do a little shout out to all the people who are in the IRC chat room. And we've got Joshua, Chris, LSNK, Alita Seriu, Forever Sonic, H-Dog, JQ, JJ Forever, Joam, Miles Prower, Nier, who is at Dinner, Pulseman, Regal, Ritz, RR, Cybad Guy, Squirrel, Sonic U, Stray, Strong Bad, Sonny, T-Bird, Tails is a Legend, and of course, Turbo. Anyway. So, whatever. I'm going to say bye.
Well, I would like to say Merry Christmas to, or Happy Holidays to all our listeners and everyone in the IRC chat room and also everyone at SSMB. Hope you have a Merry Christmas. Obviously, I'll see you before the new year anyway, but for those who are going to be celebrating whatever, have a Happy Holidays and New Year as well. And so, yeah, that's pretty much me finishing off for the show. I'll cut, obviously, the show's coming up this week. Tomorrow, earlier on tonight, if you're living in the UK, and if you're, or tomorrow or whatever, you've got the special Xmas Sonic Hour Tea Time show. That's going to be on at 5 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. So there we go. And all the other shows would be regular, I think. You got JJ Forever on Tuesday night. Got Iceman and Dark Noise on the Thursday, one after the other, or almost. And Friday, Tiger's Eye, but I don't think Rory and I's been doing that now, actually. I think he stopped doing it. I'm not sure.
It took a little break, didn't he?
Aye. Don't know.
He might be bringing it back. I don't know. Whatever he's doing, he hasn't fucking told me, put it that way. He didn't even tell me he was going to have a show.
Aye.
Until, like, the day before he was going to do it. And I was like, okay, have a show.
Oh, well, that's
But anyway, yeah. Thanks for tuning in, listening to the show.
Yeah, and with me, tune in next week, same time, 11 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time for Turbo Drive Live. So with your regularly scheduled Turbo Drive Live goodness, yes, for all little people who like it. Right, that's it. Pretty much
and,
it.
Yeah, we've come to the end of Clusterfuck 2.5, and I hope you enjoyed listening to it, and I hope you enjoy the Christmas show tomorrow, and equally, I hope you've enjoyed all the little things that have been given to you by TSS over the past 23 days, so if you didn't like them, you're a spoil sport fuckwad, and I don't like you. So it's a bye-bye from me, and a goodbye from Turbo. He gave you a very fluent one there. And I'll be playing a music track for you, and then after that, I'm going to stop the encoders, and it's back to Sonic 24/7. So thanks for listening to the show, and I hope you enjoyed this stupid crap. But anyway, so listen to Pendulum Blood Sugar, and ta-ta. And
bye-bye.
Have a fucking nice Christmas.
Ladies and gentlemen, we understand that you have come tonight to bear witness to the sound of drum and bass. We regret to announce that this is not the case, as instead, we come tonight to bring you the sonic recreation of the end of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to hold your color. Fuck it. I lied. It's drum and bass. What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
I lied. It's drum and bass. What you gonna call?